Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the 1960s music of alto saxophonist John Handy, who appeared on several classic Charles Mingus albums and went on to make an explosive appearance at the 1965 Monterey Jazz Festival with his quintet. It's Handy on the Horn, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
alto saxophonist John Handy performing his composition To Randy, dedicated to his 1959 bandmate Randy Weston, with Don Friedman on piano, Bill Lee on bass, and Lex Humphreys on drums, from the Roulette LP set In the Vernacular. We're playing music of alto saxophonist John Handy on this edition of Night Lights. John Handy was born in Texas on February 3, 1933. In his youth, he moved frequently, taught himself to play clarinet, and took up boxing, becoming an amateur featherweight champion. By 1950, he was playing alto saxophone and on the scene in San Francisco, also enrolled at San Francisco State. Often he would play till 6 a.m. and then attend morning classes. Military service in Korea interrupted his education, and the weather there corroded his alto, leading him to switch to tenor for several years upon his return to the States. A jam session with John Coltrane led to his switching back to alto when Coltrane told him, "That's your horn." Handy didn't go to New York City until 1958. He said later that it took him 7 years to prepare. Once there, he began to gig with pianist Randy Weston and most notably with Charles Mingus, who upon hearing Handy one night began to yell, "Bird's back! Bird is back!" While Handy was certainly influenced by Parker, he developed his own sound with a flair for playing in the upper and lower registers and a unique form of tonguing that created what one writer described as a fast fluttering sound. There's also a soulful dose of the Texas blues and R&B that Handy heard on the radio as a child. With Mingus, Handy got a fast start on the national jazz scene, and his solos on Mingus LPs such as Mingus Ah-Um and Jazz Portraits made critics take notice. Whitney Balliot, after seeing Handy with Mingus at the Nonagon Art Gallery in New York, wrote, "Handy was particularly striking. He played with flawless control, and although the work of Charlie Parker forms a broad dais for his style, he used, unlike most of his colleagues, a highly selective number of notes, a warm tone, and a couple of devices, a frequently prolonged trill, and ivory-like sorties into the upper register reminiscent of Benny Carter's Smooth Ascents." From the show Balliot was talking about, here's John Handy with Charles Mingus performing Alice in Wonderland on Night Lights.
Thank you.
bassist Charles Mingus and alto saxophonist John Handy performing Mingus's Alice in Wonderland with Booker Irvin on tenor sax, Richard Wyans on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums, recorded live in New York City in January 1959 from the album Jazz Portraits. Handy found Mingus difficult to work with. He certainly wasn't alone in that conclusion, although he would work on and off with the bassist for several years and appear on more of his albums. He'd come to New York to start his own group, he says, and he succeeded, landing a recording contract with Roulette Records. His three albums for them, long out of print and rarely reissued, feature top-notch players such as fellow Mingus sideman trumpeter Richard Williams and a young Don Friedman on piano. The first album, In the Vernacular, received good critical notices, and Handy ended up playing opposite rising piano star Bill Evans at New York's Showplace. Handy looks back on his Roulette recordings, which featured material he'd been writing for several years, with mixed feelings. He says that his first session as a leader was frustrating. Roy Haynes had to be brought in to bail out a struggling drummer, and Handy, who'd been trying to develop a modal sound since his latter days in San Francisco, realized Miles Davis had beaten him to it when a colleague brought in the newly released Kind of Blue during rehearsals. Still, it enabled Handy to convey to his band the concept that he was trying to achieve. John Handy and Suggestive Line on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist John Handy performing his composition No Coast, taken from the 2LP compilation of his Roulette recordings, in the vernacular, with Don Friedman on piano, Bill Lee on bass, and Lex Humphreys on drums, recorded in 1961. Handy doing his composition Suggestive Line before that from the same LP set, with Richard Williams on trumpet, Roland Hanna on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, recorded in 1959. We'll have more of the music of John Handy in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Handy on the Horn on Nightlights. We're playing the 1960s music of saxophonist John Handy on this edition of Nightlights. Handy moved back to California in the early 1960s, wanting to finish his university coursework. An early advocate for jazz education, he began to teach classes at San Francisco State. He also organized a nine-piece group called the Freedom Band to support the burgeoning civil rights movement. But it was the ensemble he began to build in 1964 that resulted in what many see as his biggest success in jazz, a dynamic appearance at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1965. Handy had known violinist Michael White since high school. Now he brought guitarist Jerry Hahn into the group to replace pianist Freddie Redd, and also incorporated a Canadian rhythm section that he met during a gig in Vancouver. The result was an exciting, unusual sound for the jazz scene of 1965, when rock and roll was again on the rise. From the Monterey Jazz Festival of that year, here's the John Handy Quintet performing Spanish Lady on Nightlights. Thank you. Saxophonist John Handy, the Spanish Lady from Live at Monterey, recorded in 1965 with Jerry Hahn on guitar, Michael White on violin, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. Handy was on top of the jazz world after Monterey, signing to Columbia Records and coming in second behind Miles Davis's group in a 1966 Downbeat poll. It's not a stretch to speculate that Davis was listening intently to what the Handy Quintet was doing. Davis would soon begin to rethink the instrumentation of his band as well, and Handy says that he was told, Davis said at the time, that John Handy, he knows what he's doing. From his Columbia studio debut, John Handy and Theme X on Nightlights. Thank you. Saxophonist John Handy from the Columbia LP, the second John Handy album, performing his composition Theme X with Jerry Hahn on guitar, Michael Wyatt on violin, Don Thompson on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. Sadly, John Handy was not able to keep the Monterey Quintet together. Two members who were Canadian had to return to their country during the Vietnam War, and other members pursued separate careers. Despite its huge reception at Monterey, the band never even played on the East Coast or in the Midwest. People said, "What happened?" Handy later remarked. "We were waiting for your records. It was tough. I knew what I had, and the music was so beautiful." Although depressed by the breakup, Handy reorganized with players such as vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson and guitarist Pat Martino. He also made another recording using violinist Michael White, and says that Mosaic Records is working on a project of previously unreleased recordings from this period. John Handy continued his work as a jazz educator throughout the 1970s, and he would score an unexpected smash hit with his 1976 R&B-flavored single, Hard Work. He played and recorded with Indian musicians such as Ali Akbar Khan and Ravi Shankar. He has composed works for orchestras after performing Bartok's Night Music early in his career with classical pianist Leonid Hambro, and in the 1980s he organized an ensemble with three vocalists called Class. In some ways, John Handy is a jazz renaissance man, but most of his recordings are currently out of print, and he is an artist about whom even jazz fans often profess not to know too much. Handy himself lives comfortably these days and continues to perform, especially in the Northern California area where he lives. A warm and humorous man, he remains confident and proud of his achievements. "Musically, I always felt I could do just about anything," he says. John Handy on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to John Felser, Adrian Cullen, and John Handy. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.